Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Owner's Manual by Seth Deutsch is a practical business guide for founders and owner-operators who want to understand what it takes to sell a company to private equity or to build a business that could command an attractive valuation if they ever choose to exit. Positioned in the corporate finance and entrepreneurship space, it translates how private equity buyers assess risk, cash flow, growth, and operational maturity into concrete preparation steps an operator can take. A central idea is that many owners do not plan a sale, and instead respond reactively to inbound interest, often without the reporting, team structure, or strategic clarity that buyers expect. Deutsch encourages readers to view their companies through an investor lens and to begin preparing years ahead. Whether the goal is a full sale, a recapitalization, or simply improved business quality, the book also introduces the exit value realization system as a way to baseline where a company sits within typical valuation ranges and identify levers that can raise both value and certainty for buyers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. An insight, firstly, thinking like a private equity buyer. A core contribution of the book is teaching owners to reframe decision-making around what a private equity buyer is underwriting. Rather than valuing a company only for its current profitability, buyers focus on the reliability of cash flow, the durability of revenue, and the risks that could break the investment thesis after closing. Deutsch emphasizes factors owners can influence directly, such as reducing key person dependency, strengthening leadership depth, and documenting how the business runs so performance is repeatable. He also highlights why concentration risk matters, including over-reliance on a small number of customers, channels, or relationships that are hard to transfer. The practical takeaway is not to manage the company for a near-term transaction, but to run it as if an outside owner must be able to operate and grow it without the founder at the center of every decision. This buyer mindset also pushes owners to track the metrics that inform valuation multiples and investor confidence, because the same level of earnings can be priced very differently depending on perceived risk and scalability. Secondly, preparing early so the exit is not an accident. The book argues that the worst time to learn how private equity works is when an unexpected email arrives expressing interest in buying the company. Deutsch encourages a preparation timeline measured in years, not months, because the most valuable improvements are structural upgrading financial reporting, professionalizing management, clarifying strategy, and building processes that survive leadership transitions. Early preparation also gives owners options. If market conditions shift or the company hits an operational bump, a prepared owner can choose to wait, pursue a different deal structure, or continue growing rather than selling under pressure. Preparing early is presented as a discipline that improves the business even if no sale happens, since the same changes that help in diligence also tend to improve decision quality and operational execution. The book positions readiness as a way to negotiate from strength, align stakeholders, and avoid a reactive process driven by buyer timelines. Owners learn to treat inbound interest as one possible path, not the trigger for rushed, high-stakes learning. Thirdly, exit value realization system as a baseline and improvement tool. Deutsch introduces the exit value realization system as a structured method for understanding where a business likely sits within a valuation range, based on factors such as industry and size, and then identifying what can move it toward the high end of that range. The emphasis is on baselining rather than guessing. Owners can assess how investors may interpret the company today, and then choose between remodeling the business before going to market or pursuing a sale with a clear view of strengths and weaknesses. The framework is meant to translate the sometimes vague idea of being investor ready into an actionable diagnostic and improvement plan. While the book does not need readers to become valuation experts, it does encourage them to understand the operational and risk drivers behind multiples. By linking value to specific elements, an owner can improve. The system reinforces that exit outcomes are not only about timing, but also about how convincingly the business demonstrates predictable performance and a scalable platform for growth. Fourthly, operational risk reduction and building durable revenue. A recurring theme is that private equity pricing depends heavily on the perceived stability of future earnings. Deutsch focuses on the operational steps that make revenue and margin more dependable, which in turn can improve buyer confidence. This includes minimizing key man risk by distributing customer relationships, institutional knowledge, and decision authority across a capable team. It also includes building revenue that is resilient, for example, by strengthening retention drivers, improving recurring or repeat purchase dynamics where applicable, and ensuring customer concentration does not create a single point of failure. The book frames these changes as both value creation and risk management, because buyers pay more for earnings they believe will persist through ownership transition. owners are guided to see internal capabilities, such as repeatable processes, clear accountability, and reliable reporting, as part of the product being sold alongside financial performance. The practical result is a business that can withstand diligent scrutiny and operate smoothly after a transaction, which can reduce deal friction and support better terms. Lastly, choosing the right path and understanding trade-offs with private equity, the book positions a private equity transaction as a spectrum of options rather than a single outcome. Owners may pursue a full sale, a partial liquidity event, or a partnership that provides capital for expansion while the founder remains involved. Deutsch encourages readers to clarify personal goals and constraints early, including desired liquidity, appetite for continued leadership, tolerance for governance changes, and expectations about growth targets under a new owner. He also addresses the importance of understanding what is gained and what is given up in each scenario. Because partnering with private equity typically brings performance expectations and a more formal operating cadence. By laying out the decision as a strategic choice, the book helps owners avoid defaulting into a deal structure that does not match their priorities. A key takeaway is that knowing how investors evaluate businesses empowers owners to run a better process, engage with the right partners, and negotiate from a clearer position, whether the objective is maximum price, the best fit, or a balanced outcome. In conclusion, the owner's manual is best suited for founders, CEOs, and owner-operators of established businesses who are either actively considering a sale to private equity or who want to build a company that is professionally run, scalable, and resilient. It is also valuable for leaders who are not ready to sell but want to understand why private equity has become such a common presence in the middle market and how that reality affects competitive dynamics. Readers gain practical benefits from adopting a buyer lens, improving operational durability, and building readiness that reduces stress and increases options when opportunities arise. The exit value realization system provides a concrete way to think about valuation ranges and the levers that influence where a company might land, keeping the conversation grounded in actions rather than hope, compared with many exit or M&A books that focus heavily on the transaction mechanics. Deutsch positioning stands out for its operator-oriented tone and its emphasis on preparation that improves the business regardless of whether a deal occurs. The result is a guide that treats selling not as a sudden event but as an outcome of disciplined company building, with private equity as a specific and increasingly relevant buyer audience. If you would like to support Seth Deutsch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.